fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Saturday, March 20th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right. I have no idea what is going through Intel's mind, but they are teasing their new high-end gaming GPU. So at least now Intel's willing to admit there is a high-end gaming GPU. And like I said before, since Intel does run their own foundry, there is actually a chance that it might actually exist. Wow. What an amazing novel concept. It's a miracle. However, rather than give us any sort of real details, they're making people go on this weird scavenger hunt in which it was figured out so quickly by absolute lunatics who are we'll just call them mad lads, who have already figured everything out, that it just leads to a site saying that the ZHBG, which by the way is the name that Intel is giving it, I mean Z, the XE being the name of the GPU architecture, and then HPG, most likely high performance graphics. Very Intel of you. But apparently that's going to start March 26th. And apparently, it looks like we're going to be hearing more about this on March 23rd. So, yay! You know, it'd be really nice, Intel, if you just decided that maybe, just maybe, you give us some real information. Or, not that it matters, because most likely you're just going to tell us how Cinebench isn't a real benchmark, again, somehow. I hope not. I actually do want this ZHBG to actually be a useful, competent GPU, especially in the day and age where no other graphic cards exist. However, on the AMD side of the world, AMD has gone out and confirmed that they will not, under any circumstances, limit any of their new RDNA 2 GPUs to be limited on any workload whatsoever. So if you were hoping for AMD to go ahead and make a unhackable limiter that will end up getting hacked and then have everyone point and laugh at AMD like we did NVIDIA, they're not going to do that. They're at least smart enough to know that once anyone has physical access to the card, it's all bets are off. Or, you know, when you accidentally leak a driver. What the heck, NVIDIA? How did you fail this badly? That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy. Although I should note that a lot of people have been saying that the new RDNA 2 GPUs are not as efficient as old AMD cards were on cryptocurrency mining. So, yay? Question mark?
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.